Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm here along with, well, the gentleman who takes care of your emails as they come in throughout the week, and that is Eddie, the engine emailer. Made him famous, you know, just sitting here mentioning him behind the silver microphone. Well, absolutely, he's famous. Everybody is. Every one of us is. There's only one and one of us. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. The one mom that I have, see, that's how this is. Thank you, Mom, for everything. Grandma's no longer with us, but happy Mother's Day to the grandmothers and the grandmas out there. It's good to have you folks along, all of you. I'm sitting behind the silver microphone, as always, and what I'm saying, since 1992, Auto World's been around. The email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Remember now, I always look forward to your calls, 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex is taking a Mother's Day break, giving this mom a hug at home, absolutely. But we have Dodge Hemi Daniel here. Oh, yeah, he's got a Hemi under the hood. He's sitting there at the GCN 2800 mixer machine to make you sound good. Appreciate him filling in for Axelrod Alex. I'm here today. Not only are we going to have fun with a little bit of automotive trivia, it's a little different today on Auto World. The automotive trivia is car manufacturers that I've been sharing with you the first and second hour that have no longer around from way back in the days, different names and makes and models. And I like to do this because maybe one of you out there, maybe two of you out there, we are coast to coast, and folks across the pond in Australia, thank you for tuning in. In Germany, thank you. Appreciate that. A lot of you are tuning in on GCNlive.com, but most of all, I thank you. Appreciate it. And, of course, all our great Auto World AW affiliate family, that's all our great Auto World radio stations that are taking the show growing, and that's what it's all about, to help you in your auto world. Today on Auto World, I have a small bite-sized, fully electric SUV from a car company you know all about, guarantee it. So stay tuned for that. And it's back! What? Oh, that's the Baby Ruth candy bar? No. It's back. It's the Nightshade Edition coming your way. Why would they call it the Nightshade Edition? I don't know. We're going to find out. Also, I have for you the Compact SUV Challenge. And the winner is... Not yet, Eddie, the engine emailer. Don't hand me the envelope yet. I'm just telling them what we're doing. Okay, relax. Okay. And at the end of the program, I have a word with Mark. Now, this word, I believe it's the best word of all since we've been doing the Word with Mark for 40,000 years. So stay tuned for the Word with Mark at the very end of the program. But most of all, folks, I look forward to you being here, sitting back, relaxing, letting me. Thanks for riding shotgun with me. I'll be doing the driving. I got my driving gloves on. 10 and 2 on the steering wheel here. No, I do not have a joystick. I have a silver microphone with a steering wheel in front of me. I got 10 and 2. I'll be driving you down the road. Let's get this bad boy pulled away from the curb and get going. Here we go. First right off the bat. Again, you're the star of the show. I want to hear from you through our phone number at 855-660-4261. Email again is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. You can get me on Facebook Messenger. The address is my name, Mark Evans. And thank you for friending me there. Following me there, we're maxed out at 5,000 folks. That's all Facebook will let us have. But if somebody drops out, something happens, just friend me anyway, and we'll get you in there, okay? I appreciate that. Instagram, the address is what you're listening to, Auto World Media. That is our website, too, autoworldmedia.com. And, oh, by the way, a lot of you are finding you're going there, you're looking. I'm a little bit slow there. We're not updating. We're going to be updating more and giving you more there. But also too, you're finding the PO box. That's our, you know, our address here in Boise, Idaho. Send me love letters. Absolutely, I want to know the love letter that you have. Give me the love of your car, the love of your SUV, the love of your lawnmower, the love of your snowmobile. Hey, as long as it's in your auto world, I want to hear your love story about that item in your transportation arena, garage, shop, man cave, she shed. And guys, if mom does not have a she shed yet, I think you need to get her one and just see if you can sneak in a little Texaco gas sign in there for me, would you? Okay, we got a little trivia right off the bat. Kelsey. That's right, Kelsey. From 1921, it was a car manufacturer back in 1921 all the way through 1924. Kelsey Motor Company out of New York and Bellevue, New Jersey. And folks, that's a car, that little two-door, square top, six cylinders in 1921. And then they added they dropped. It went to a four-cylinder in 1922. It had friction drive. Big tires, 32 by 4s. Wowza. Big tires. Some of you have got those big wheels on there right now that are 22s and 23s. Well, guess what? And that's in the year 2024. Back in the Kelseys, they had the 1921 Kelsey out with 32s on it. They were up there. Boy, howdy do I know about those wood spoke wheels. I got a 1916 that I got to spray them down with water before I drive on the asphalt roads of today. And why is that? Spray them with hose, you know, literally to get that wood wet so they don't splinter. Because as I drive down the road today in that 1916 Chevrolet Baby Grand, the road does not give. It's asphalt. It's permanent. It does not give. See, back in the day, the dirt did give back in 1916. The roads weren't asphalted yet. Well, yes, a few of them were. But the truth is that it was a dirt road. So the wheel didn't have to move. The road moved. Well, today the wheel moves. So they splinter out on me. And I'm glad I went up. The gentleman who helped me with that, he's no longer with us, but he told me as a young person back then, I was young, he was an older gentleman, of course, through my eyes, he says, make sure you water the wheels down, Mark, before you go drive that thing. Thank you, Howard. You saved me, because I can't get hand-carved 1916 wood spoke wheels anymore. Hey, I want to do a shout-out. We had a caller in the last hour, Albert, called in, and I was asking through the phone call there, talking to Dodge Hemi Daniel, if he can put Freon in his truck. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. In fact, that's Freon. Albert, thank you. A shout out to you. Freon, there's a lot behind Freon. You know, Freon is a coolant vapor that turns into a liquid, kind of like almost like propane, into your air conditioning system. R12 was the very first, way back when. We had to be certified to install R12 Freon into your car. You could not install it. A lot of you tried, and a lot of pressures, but now it's HCF 134 Freon, 134 Freon, and you can install it yourself. You can actually, Albert, you can buy a can of Freon with the gauge on it. It's already got the hose already connected with the connector. It's a quick coupler. It just goes right onto the air conditioning line. The thing is, though, Albert, along with everyone else, is that the difference between R12 fuel injection line and a 134 Freon line, the Freon 134 fitting, the port to put Freon in, is really big, really big. The size of your thumb. Well, my thumb. Stuck my thumb in a blueberry pie and pulled out a plum. No, it's the size of your thumb. Your R12 looks like the size of your valve stem on your wheel or your tire. Do not try to put 134 in that little stem. And then your fuel injection is the size of your valve stem on your wheel. Do not try to put Freon in that stem. So go with the big. Remember, I stuck my thumb in the plum blueberry pie. That's how you can memorize it. Go to the big fitting, Albert and everyone else, plug it in, and you'll get some cool air because you're putting in some HCF 134 Freon. We take a little short break, our first break. Look forward to having you come back because we're going to talk about flowers and brunch for mom, not the gift of drift.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
America's Automobile Enthusiast Show, right here. Auto World, good to have you along. Appreciate it. Got that clutch pedal and brake pedal always being used. Well, okay, the go pedal too, the accelerator pedal. Coming up here on Auto World, I have for you 9 best cars for mom. My 9 best cars. But this, my friends, this is the last hour of Auto World this week. That means we're going to go 3, 2, and 1. First hour, second hour, we've already actually announced the, well, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, and 4. So you're going to hear 3, 2, and 1 now. So if you want to know 9, 8, all those numbers besides the 3, 2, and 1 that you're listening to here in a little bit, podcast, Auto World, Google, Auto World, Mark Evans. And there's my podcast. Appreciate you doing that. Thanks for the gift of all of you that recognize that and thanking me through emails. Now, with that said, we're talking about air conditioning. Yes, the big port for $134 Freon. You can do it yourself. It's a simple thing. AC Pro is the brand that's at AutoZone and O'Reilly's, Advanced Auto Parts, Pep Boys, throughout our listening audience. You go and get AC Pro. And on top of that can, there's a round gauge. It also has the hose already connected to it and the quick coupler on the end of the hose. Now, that gauge, I just want to point out that, like Albert here when he called in, that when you do Freon install on any kind of automobile, it's best to do it when it's hot out. So the hotter it is, the better it will be and the easier it will be for you to install it. On that round gauge on that AC Pro can, there's two lines, a lower to the left line and a higher line to the right. And you move the dial to the temperature that you're living in at that time. And then that needle, when you push the trigger on that can and install that Freon, you want the needle itself, the live needle, the pressure needle, to come up and go in between the low-high line, and you're good to go. So it's all about the temperature outside. Now, another little Auto World tip is, excuse me, not a little Auto World tip this week, is that your air conditioning has to run in the winter. And I know we're not in winter, but we need our air conditioner to work year-round. Why? Well, in the wintertime, when you put the defroster on, the system on your automobile, on your truck, your car, is designed to turn the AC compressor on. Click. You hear the click when you hit the defrost. Guarantee it. As long as you have Freon in it. Click. The AC compressor clutch turns on, engaging the serpentine belt, causing the AC compressor to pump. Those three pistons that are in the AC compressor are now pumping Freon through the air conditioning system through your car, taking out the humidity with inside the cabin where you're sitting, taking the fog off the inside of the windows. But Mark, I have it all the way cranked on the red in the hot temperature gauge. All, you know, the slide thing or the digital numbers, I've got it cranked to 92 degrees because I want it hot. Doesn't matter if it's in defrost mode, it's going to turn the air conditioner compressor on. So you need your Freon in the system and your air conditioning working at all times. So if you don't hear the click, do it after the show. You're listening to me right now, but go after the show. I want you to roll down the windows, open the hood so you can hear the click when you turn the air conditioner on. If you do not hear the click, friends, there's a high pressure switch stating that inside that system that you do not have enough Freon in the system. That's why you're not hearing the click of the AC compressor running. So you need Freon. You can't overcharge a 134 system. Let me say that to you, too. You can't overcharge it. It will only accept, it's a low pressure, nothing like our old days of R12, which would blow up in my face if I put too much in it. But those days are gone. So 134, push it in there. By the way, fill the can, you'll feel it moving a little bit, like vibrating. And if it stops vibrating, that means it's full. Back off. Stop hitting the trigger. Disconnect it. Put some gloves on, though, okay? Because the can will frost up. It's like dry ice. You ever had dry ice? And what's that movie? That guy's putting his tongue under the pole in the wintertime, and he can't get the tongue off? That's what will happen to your hands on the can. So get some gloves. Safety tips first, okay? Okay. By the way, a little trivia. What was the first car to have air conditioning? It was the Packard. Yep, the very first car to have air conditioning was the Packard. And their slogan at the time was, "Ask the man who owned one." Now, it is time. Let's do it. Let's find out about this whole thing. This whole thing. Mother's Day, of course, as you know. You know, instead of giving mom burnt toast, come on, guys. You're burning the toast in the... You're burning the toast in the toaster when you're serving her breakfast or dinner in bed. Okay, let's not do that. Let's serve up some burnt tires instead. What? Oh, yeah. Mom chooses burnouts for Mother's Day breakfast instead of burnt toast. Yep, it happened. Oh, yeah, a little drift. Forget the gifts. Let's do the drift. Mother's Day, it's all about recognizing the love and hard work, you know, the sacrifice that your mom does for you, and your grandmother too, of course, in raising us every single day of our life. Lots of us show our appreciation and love, of course, like maybe some flowers and maybe some chocolate, jewelry, brunch, dinner, spa days, on and on it goes. But come on, no, this mom got to burn some rubber. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. In the 2024 Ford Mustang. Yeah. Then that, you know, what happened was that it was a gift to her. A drifting champion, Von Gitten Jr., on Mother's Day gave thanks to his mom, Dawn, for all the support that, you know, she has shown for him throughout his career, gifting her the thrill of riding in his 2024 Ford Mustang like a professional drifter. After a few one-on-one lessons with her son, Don, or his mom, makes a good use of the car's electronic drift brake and starts accelerating power slides instantly. That's right, everyone. Come on. The 2024 Ford Mustang has a electronic drift brake, period. To get that, what's drifting? It's when you make the back tire spin and spin and spin, and of course then the car's like you're on ice, and you get your car to go sideways, and you're drifting. You're sliding it sideways. So, his mom did get an opportunity to drift, and that was part of his, it was his, you know, Mother's Day present to his mom. So, that's what it's about right there. Oh, yeah. Now, first off, drifting, put the car sideways, get some smoke burning off those tires instead of burnt toast. The 2024 Ford Mustang 4-cylinder turbocharged 2.3-liter EcoBoost is available. Also, the 5-liter Coyote V8 in the 2024 Ford Mustang. When we come back, we've got Albert from Texas on the line. We're going to help Albert, I believe it's the same Albert, with the air conditioning. Let's get him fixed. I'm Mark Evans. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. What a difference a few days make on the southern border.
Since the expiration of Title 42 this past week, Border Patrol agents have seen a 50% drop in encounters, according to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We've been planning for this transition for months and months, and we've been executing on our plan, and we will continue to do so.
Mayorkas tells CNN State of the Union that 6,300 encounters were reported on Friday, and 4,200 on Saturday.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says an upcoming military counteroffensive is aimed at freeing occupied territory in his nation. Speaking in Berlin, Zelensky said, "We don't attack Russian territory. We liberate our own legitimate territory." A former Texas congressman is evincing worries about the prospect of a 2024 race between Biden and Trump. On NBC's Meet the Press, he said it would be the rematch from hell. Dave Collins, USA News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Oh. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way.
Whatever happened to those CB radios? I don't know. Oh, it's cell phones. That's what happened to the CB radios. Does everybody know what time it is? It's AW time. Oh, yes, the official ASC-certified high-octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome-plated, pearl-painted, tire-burning, nitrous-smelling radio podcast, internet, TV, talk show. Thanks for making it happen, everyone. I appreciate it. Before we go to Texas with Albert, what was the first car to feature a rear-view mirror? Are you looking behind you or are you looking in front of you? Well, I know you're looking in front of you. I hope you're not texting all the time. Look up and look out the windscreen. That's the windshield. But come on, the rear view mirror is good too. Side mirrors on your doors. What was the first car to feature a rear view mirror? It was the 1911 Mormon Wasp. Which won the very first Indianapolis 500 race. And from that point on, like I stated earlier, race on Sunday, sell on Monday. Let's go to Albert, right there in Texas. Appreciate you. Hi, Albert. Thank you for calling back here on Auto World. Good to have you here.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a 2006 F-150, and my air conditioner is not blowing cold air. And, of course, I must have a leak. And I have a little hose that you attach, a little can. It goes green and blue and the level. And when the compressor, when I first hook it up, it shows that it's in the blue and that it's full. But when the compressor kicks on, it goes to the green to add. But I was told that, I'm not sure. That's why I was not sure about just go ahead and add a can. I don't want to bust the seals or bust the compressor line or anything. Yeah, I'm not sure. You know those little lines you come with the auto parts? And like the little kids.
Yes. Uh-huh. So now you're in what town are you in Texas, Albert? Corpus Christi. Okay, so it's warm out then. You're at 80 degrees and warmer probably, huh? Fahrenheit,
yes,
of course. Oh, good. Cuz we want it hot when we charge. Now, the thing, here's a little secret too, is you can add, yes, you can add Freon. There's a pressure number, if I'm not mistaken on that, I think it's 55 PSI on that gauge. Is that's the special number on the right-hand side. That's the high-pressure side. So do you remember any numbers on that round gauge on that can?
Gosh, I do not. I'm going to
okay.
By the vehicle or by the, I don't have the hose with me. I don't remember.
Okay. That. Okay, no problem. Because some of these... Yeah, some of these gauges don't have any numbers, and they just, like you're talking about, green add, red stop, and, you know, green go, and red stop. So, but you cannot, literally, as long as that, if that compressor, Albert, is clicking on, and you're there, and you can hear it click, and not clicking, if it does not click, you need to add more. Now, here's a little secret. Turn the can upside down while you're adding it.
Okay.
Okay, that there's liquid in there. That's that Freon liquid I'm talking about. If the can is setting up upright, you're going to inject a vapor, which is fine. But when you get close to having that gauge over on the green where it says add, and you're getting to the end of the green and into the red, which is over on the very right hand side, that's high pressure side. You can't. Well, to answer your question, you can't. Really, it won't blow up anything. You're not going to cause any grief. You're not going to cause any problem. It will take as much as it can take and stop. So the vibration on the can, you want to feel the can as you're hitting that trigger on that can. If you don't feel any more vibration, a little bit of shaking going on inside the can, that means that that AC system is not accepting any more Freon. And that's what will happen. Okay? That's literally what will happen. Now, a couple things. As you say, it's a 2006 F-150. One thing, is this the first year you've had to add Freon or got, you know, you received warm air coming out of the vents? Is this the very first year that's happened to you?
Yes.
Okay. So here's why I'm asking, because the AC receiver dryer is that little shiny canister over on the passenger side on the firewall. And that, you know, you're probably familiar with the sweat puddle underneath that truck, aren't you?
Right.
Yeah, so those lines, those air conditioning lines, when all of our air conditioning lines and systems on all our cars is working correctly, those lines get cold and frost up as the air conditioning's on as you're going down the road. As soon as you park, the motor's running, it's hot under there like an oven, you shut the engine off, which shuts the AC off, and the frost melts. And then you have that sweat puddle underneath your vehicle, usually on the passenger side. Well, that's happening on the inside of that line too, Albert. So So what happens is that we're in 2023, and if we go back to 2006, how many years is that difference here? My goodness, quite a few. It's over 10 years, isn't it? Yeah. So have you ever replaced the AC receiver dryer, that little silver canister over there on the passenger side?
No, I have not.
Okay. So that sweating and that frosting and that melting that's happening on the inside, That's why they call it a receiver dryer. It's like a big sponge. It absorbs all that moisture in the inside of the AC system. So if you have more water, so what I'm saying is that your AC receiver dryer, Albert, for sure is worn out. It's full of water. It's full of water. It has more moisture in it, water, condensation, than you have Freon. So how do we get cool air? Of course, Freon. So I would recommend this. And there's no laws against you taking it off anymore. It used to be where, you know, anyone that got caught removing and, disconnecting an R12 Freon system would be in jail, like me. You know, I if they caught me, I'd be in trouble because they didn't want that R12 Freon in our atmosphere. But 134... safety glasses and gloves, of course. You break the line loose, it's going to, again, evaporate out, and you're going to have, so don't get that on your hand, skin, or face, etc. But replace the receiver dryer for me, and let's get that on there. Put two new O-rings in there that come with the receiver dryer, so when you put the two lines on, and by the way, they're big, big lines. They're about the size of our thumb, if not bigger. And that is where that, it's on the passenger side of the firewall. Replace that for me. If you do have a little air compressor that you can put some air to the lines too?
Yes.
If not?
Yes.
Okay. Don't go 150 pounds. Don't even go 80 pounds. But I want about 15 pounds of air going through the AC lines there, pointing towards the firewall, because the receiver dryer is right there on the firewall. What you're doing there, Albert, is you're blowing not a lot of air, though, okay? You don't necessarily have to do this either. You know, you necessarily don't have to even do that, but it blows out the rest of the old stuff, the water, the condensation. And then put the receiver dryer back on and put your Freon in there and hit the trigger. And like say, back to your original question, you can't get hurt at all, and you can just keep – it's the vibration of the can is what I'm saying. If you have a gauge, if you want to, though, if you buy – a new receiver dryer, I want you to go get the AC Pro can that has the, or get any kind of air conditioning can with the hose and all that, that has a gauge, and the number is 55 pounds, 55 PSIs, pounds per square inch. And so you can bring as much air conditioning Freon in there as you can all the way up to that point. And after that, you know, you really, you don't need any more in there. Now here's another trick. I'd like you to buy a temperature gauge. It's actually an AC temperature gauge. And you can buy those at the parts stores. And everybody that's listening can buy a temperature gauge and put that in your vent, because you can get your air conditioning down. The cool air is going to go by through that thermostat needle. I can get that thing to 45 degrees, and that's where I want you to get it. Okay?
Okay.
That's how you tell you got your air conditioning done. Hey, Albert, I appreciate it. Hey, hang on to that. Hold on for a minute. Yeah, hold on for just a second. We're going to take a little short break. I'll be right back, okay? Thanks, Alex. Albert.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Road 66.
Honored to be here with you every week. Behind the silver microphone, you know, I bet you're proud to have a starter motor, too, on your car. Oh, yeah, no more hand cranking, breaking the wrist, and breaking the elbow. What was the first car to have an electric starter motor? It was the Cadillac Model 30. Thank you, General Motors. Let's go back with Albert in Texas and Corpus Christi there. I want to do a little shout-out first. I wanted for sure we'll let everybody know a shout-out to our great station there, Auto World affiliate there in Corpus Christi is KEYS, Keys, AM 1440, and also 98.7 FM, Corpus Christi. And they're in Portland, and Alice and Albert, and you're right there in Corpus Christi, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, we were talking about your air conditioning. We're going to get you fixed. Now, you had another question about air conditioning, I believe?
No, I guess you've answered it because my question was actually as far as the gauge. Because when the compressor kicks on, it goes down to the green level. But when I just first hook it up, without the compressor kicking on, it's in the blue field level. That's okay. But then as soon as the compressor comes on, you see a drastic change in that gauge.
Yes, and it should go down when the compressor turns on. And does it?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Now, the reason for that, too, Albert, is, now remember, the compressor is actually literally, you have a Ford, so you have a two-piston compressor. There's, in that little round compressor, there's two pistons that, when that electronic clutch on the front of there, where that serpentine belt's hooked to, clicks, that's what's clicking, and then those two pistons then are going, you know, pumping, Freon. So when it starts to pump Freon, all the Freon gets moving through all those lines, and that's why the gauge drops. And so so once the system is full, the gauge won't drop. Because when the compressor clicks off, then the Freon in there is stagnant, not moving, and the gauge will go down a little bit. But when she's completely full, that means you've got that system full of Freon and you're good to go. And the key thing is I wanted to kind of point out that temperature needle gauge. Buy those at the parts stores. It's well worth it. Because, again, here's the reasoning behind, well, how much am I full of Freon, Mark? Well, you can tell by the temperature coming out of the vents. And everyone listening to Albert, because of your call, and thank you for bringing the call to us and the question, because we all do need a temperature gauge. Turn the max air on your vehicle. Put this in the center vent, be fair to the air conditioning system, because the vent over on the driver's side, you know, Albert, way over there on the driver's side, the F-150, is a long, long ways away from the evaporator core that's bringing Freon in that's over on the passenger side of the car. So put the little temperature gauge in the needle gauge there, right in the center. Just drop it right in the vent in the center of the F-150 and crank it on max, full fan, and sit there for about 4 to 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, and watch that needle drop from whatever temperature it is at Corpus Christi at that time down, because you got that stuck in the vent. You should be able to. Now, every make and model has, from the factory, a standard. It has a standard of, okay, well, first off, a Mercedes-Benz is the coldest one on the market. Their system will get a Mercedes-Benz down to 32 degrees. Isn't that awesome? A Ford F-150, you're going to get that to right around 50 degrees. So if you accomplish that or even lower, Albert, you did a good job. You did good. Okay? So, and right. A lot of people, and a lot, so many of us, even on your other car, your friend's car, you know, oh, it's blowing cool air because we feel it with our hand. You know what, Albert? After you buy that $8 temperature gauge, stick it in their vents and find out that they think 75 degrees is cool, you know? And they need Freon. You know?
Okay.
So, and that's the first thing we do here at the Greasy Garage Shop when somebody says it's blowing hot air. We go out there and it's like, oh, it's kind of cool, but I don't know the number. So I put my little needle thermostat in there, gauge. It looks just like the thing that we stick in our turkeys at Thanksgiving time, you know, to see how,
right.
to see
yeah.
How, yeah, it's the same style of thermometer. But okay. Hope that helps. Good. Let's get you nice and cool, okay? And again, you can't really, and just the vibration of the can is a key word there. Turn the can upside down when you get closer to the full level, because you'll get all the Freon out of there. Remember, always use gloves, okay? I don't want to have your hand stuck to that can with that cold, dry ice feeling.
I think you're on 3 cans or 4 cans or so, or how many?
Oh, yeah. Good. Thank you for asking. An F-150, you'll be almost, I think it's 2.9 pounds of Freon. Those little beady cans, you know. Little bitty short cans. Now, but if you would, pop your hood and look up on the hood, and you should have a sticker on the hood that tells you all of the information concerning your F-150, but that won't have the air conditioning information on it. The air conditioning sticker is over on the passenger side on the firewall in that area where the air conditioning plastic box is, and or it'll be right where the radiator cap is there, the radiator, top of the radiator area. You'll see a little sticker there. Yeah, that will tell you all your air conditioning stats, and that'll tell you how many pounds it takes. But here's another little secret. AutoZone.com. And you go into AutoZone.com or O'Reilly's.com, because I use them. Sometimes these cars don't have stickers, so I go into AutoZone.com or O'Reilly's.com, and I actually go into specifications after I enter in your year, make, and model. And then that's there. Then I hit specifications, and then I hit air conditioning, and it'll actually tell me, Alex, how many pounds your vehicle, your F-150 takes, and it'll actually tell me how many ounces of PAG oil that system takes, too. PAG.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, because you've got two pistons running, man, in that air conditioning compressor. That's an engine running. When you turn that, when that belt spins and that clutch kicks in, you got two pistons rotating in that AC compressor, and they need oil. And that's
okay.
That PAG oil. And so if you do replace the receiver dryer, you do have to pour in like 3 ounces of PAG oil, but I have to go to the specifications to find out. PAG oil is just like engine oil. Is it the 20 weight, 30 weight, or 40 weight PAG oil? I don't know until I get to that specifications. Okay. And at that point, once we do that, and you can call AutoZone or O'Reilly's, or you probably have Pep Boys down there in Corpus Christi area too. Just call them and they'll find that out for you and say, hey, I need to know what weight of PAG oil, and do you guys have the PAG oil for sale? And they will. They will. Okay? And
plus a can of PAG oil.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
That works good.
Okay.
And you'll be a happy camper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these are 100 degrees inside the truck all day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you calling in from Corpus Christi, Texas. Thank you, Albert. You bet. Anytime. Okay. Have a good time and hold on and I'll get Daniel Hemme, the Dodge man here. He'll get your address and I got a little gift packet for you, okay?
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thanks, Albert. Well, that's how you do it. Yeah, Daniel, if you would grab Albert's address and all, and then we can send him a little gift packet out. And that means he gets a little bit of Guires and Mothers in there and a whole bunch of goodies.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, this word this week is probably the best word we've ever had here on Auto World. It's Mom. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. And happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there and grandmas. Mom, she helps us with everything. From the start, warmth, food, happiness, courage, and most of all, shows us love, teaches us love. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Thanks for giving us our love and showing us the way, all the way to the silver microphone.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production. Thanks, everybody. Happy Mother's Day. Drive safe. Run, run.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.